Hey guys, are you in the United States or Japan and looking for a private investigation? Then I have got the website for you. Head to yaminotante.org and you will be able to find everything you need about them, ways to contact them, case types, and so much more. They are there to help you, like I said, if you are in the United States or Japan. All you have to do is head to www.yaminotante.org and you'll find everything you need and so much more. You can contact them if you have any questions and they'll be there to help you no matter what. So check them out if you're looking for a private investigator in the United States or Japan, and enjoy. Hello everybody. Yeah. You're not gonna say anything?
No.
No.
Nope. Get to it.
Oh my god. You're so welcoming.
It's the most awkward fucking part.
They probably listen to this and they think, wow, Eric is so welcoming.
That's fun.
Eric really wants us to be here.
It's just awkward.
Well, next time, write a rap.
That's dumb.
sing us into the show.
No.
Welcome to the show, Eric.
Don't I even. That's awkward because you're not really talking to anybody.
You're talking to the people.
No.
Act like you're talking to
me. You're really just talking to me.
Look, you have people right here. Talk to them.
There's no people there.
It's Freddy and Pennywise and Ghostface and Jason.
It's stickers.
But you can talk to them.
No, I'm not a psychopath.
What up, spooky bitches? That's what you can say. That's your new intro line.
No, it's not.
It's practice right now. Ready, go.
No.
Whatever. What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. We figured out, I think last week was episode, what, 71, 72?
I still don't know.
Oh my god. Are you going to be surprised? Guess, 71 or 72?
71.
It is 71. So this is episode 72. Even though I think we have over 100 with like all the bonuses and all that stuff, this is number 72. And this one is different. It isn't like a murder we're talking about. This one is about this place where human feet just wash up on the beach. Like it's a thing. So we're going to talk about that today.
Okay.
Feet on. What would you do if you were walking on the beach and just found a foot?
I would probably call the authorities or throw it back in.
You would. Well, we don't need this. But throw it back in. Yeah, you can't be trusted apparently. So I hope you never find a foot on the beach.
Yeah, me either.
So this place, we'll just jump right in, as Eric says. This place is called Salish Sea Human Foot Discoveries. Having at least 20 detached human feet have been found since 2007 on the Salish Sea in British Columbia. That's a lot.
Yeah, I'd say so.
The first discovery was on August 20th, 2007, and feet have also been discovered in Tacoma and Seattle in the United States. Like, I wouldn't even know what to do, truly.
Just call the cops, duh.
Well, yeah, but what if
found a foot.
A shark
found
swam
another
up and real got it real quick, and then you're like, oh, never mind.
Well, then you can put your phone away.
Oh, just kidding. This is false. Don't mind me. So, like I said, this has been happening a lot. So we're just going to talk about the list of discoveries because it's freaking crazy. So, like I said, August 20th, 2007 was the first one. This was in Jedediah Island in British Columbia. And a girl was visiting from Washington. She was just chilling, walking on the beach. And she found a shoe, a size 12 Adidas shoe. And the sock was still in it, so she opened it, like, thinking, like, probably, like, oh, I bet there's, like, hidden stuff in here, like somebody's cell phone or something. No, it was his right foot. So
was it a right shoe?
Yeah. Well, yes.
Never know.
It was a blue mesh running shoe, and it was a man that was suffering from depression that is thought to have killed himself in the ocean, and his foot.
They found all that from the foot?
Well, they identified the body, and they figured out. Clearly, they did their police work.
Makes more sense. Yeah, this one's definitely a suicide.
They looked at it, and they were like, hang on, let me feel the energy coming from the foot. Okay, this guy definitely was depressed. Yeah. That foot energy really just gives off vibes.
Well, you didn't say there was an investigation or nothing, so.
A lot of these people are accidents or suicide because basically they say that, I can't remember where I read it, but the ankle is like one of the weakest parts like of the body, I guess when like your body is decaying. So your ankle, you know, I mean, you know, it's easy to break your ankle. So your ankle can just pop right off and your foot. It's like that story we talked about where the guy was hanging in the tree and his feet fell off because of the, your ankles just say bye, I guess, and your feet come off.
I don't believe that.
I read it and they were like, it's gone. I'm never going to find it again. And they say like the feet, when they found them in sneakers, it's because the shoes are buoyant. And so like the feet float. So I'm just saying. So that was on August 20th. So 6 days later on August 26th in Gabriela Island, I could be saying that right. There was another right foot found by a couple. It was waterlogged and appeared to have been taken ashore by an animal. What if, like, we were on the beach and, like, Cash just ran up with a foot? Well, I would freak the fuck out.
I'd just call the cops.
This was also...
It's going to be the same answer every time you ask me.
This was also a size 12, but they were wearing a Reebok shoe. And they said that it probably floated ashore from the south somewhere. So that, but they didn't, like, find out what happened to this Reebok wearing person. But it was weird that it was another size 12. Well, 12 is not really like, 12 would be big, right? Like 10 or 11 is probably like most common.
I don't know.
I would have just assumed 12 would be.
I don't think it's that big.
I don't know.
Or 11.
So February 8th, 2008 in Valdez Island, British Columbia, they found a size 11 Nike and another right foot. Like, what is it with the right feet?
What's the other one right foot?
Yeah, I said that.
Both of them?
Pay attention.
No.
This one was a 25-year-old Surrey man that was reported missing 4 years ago. They said his death was either a misadventure or a suicide. And it had been confirmed that the right foot found, and then the left foot was found June 16th. So, like, where the feet are like, no.
Well, if they detach from the body so easily, of course, I guess they just
apart. They also travel. They drift apart emotionally and physically. So then in May, the 22nd, what are you doing here?
Fixing up for the dog.
He's not going to lay down.
Yes, he will.
Look, he already left the room.
He'll be back.
My God, get it together. May 22 of 2008, a woman's right foot was found, and she was wearing a New Balance sneaker. This was the fourth foot discovered on the island, Kirkland Island, and it was also a sock and a sneaker, and they think that it just, like, came down the river. But they said...
So, murder.
No, she jumped from the bridge.
Sure.
From the Patullo Bridge in New Westminster in April. And they found her foot. One foot, May 22nd. In her Reebok. Or no, New Balance sneaker. I'm sorry. It's interesting that they're like, they give you the information of the shoe. Like, just in case. Because they even say, like, and this kind was sold here. And this kind, you know, was discontinued.
Well,
but
there's not much else to the story to tell.
But do you care about the discontinued shoe?
I mean, this many people commit suicide?
Probably.
I'm jumping into the water.
And a lot of these, there's a couple that are in the United States, but a lot of these are British Columbia. So June 16th, 2008, a man's left foot, so we finally made it to the left, was found by two hikers floating in the water. And it said that the right foot was found February 8th, so like the next year, in a different body of water, and it belonged to the same man. So the river was just taking the feet.
A river runs through it.
River runs through it and takes your feet. So this one was near Pisht, Washington. Was that how you was it? P-Y-S-H-T? Pisht?
I don't know.
I have no idea. August 1st, 2008. A man's right foot inside a black man. Black? No.
What?
A man's right foot inside a men's black size 11 shoe was discovered by a camper on a beach and covered in seaweed. It said that it was like 16 kilometers from the international border, and they said that a large black top size 11 athletic shoe for a right foot contains bones and flesh. This was the first foot to be found outside of British Columbia. They said that it did come from the Canadian waters, though.
Hmm.
You just wake up in the morning, you're camping, you go outside, and there's a foot. What can you do?
Call the authority.
I'm so sick of you.
What else are you supposed to do? Instagram it?
So, you know what? People probably fucking would.
You probably would.
It'd be
like,
on,
oh, look, I found
it'd
a
be
foot.
On TikTok or something. November 11th, 2008, we're back in British Columbia. A woman's left foot was found floating in a shoe in the Fraser River. It was another small New Balance shoe, and it was a genetic match to the foot discovered on May 22nd. So, finding the pairs, apparently. Yeah. Like, what? What's your job? I find both sets of shoes.
Yeah,
that's what I do in my day-to-day life. October 27th, 2009, a right foot 8.5 running shoe was found, and this was a man that was reported missing in January, but they don't know what happened to him. August 27th,
that's a small foot
for
a man.
2010, and we're back in Washington. A woman or child's right foot without a shoe or a sock, so it was just a foot, was found and been in the water for 2 months. They tested it for DNA, but they couldn't figure out who it was. There was no match in the DNA database.
Hmm.
So that's the first one without a shoe. The eighth one. Took eight to not have a shoe. It's weird to me, too, that a foot could be in the water for 2 months and you would be able to still have DNA on it. You would think that, like, fish or things in the water or the water itself would decompose it.
I'm sure it's decomposed, but it's not. It wouldn't be just bone.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's like just have enough DNA. That's weird to me. Or that was number nine. I'm sorry. In Washington again, there was a right foot inside a boy's size 6 hiking boot. They said that it likely belonged to a juvenile or small child.
Well, that's not suicide.
No.
That's probably murder.
Murder or like maybe an animal attack if you're hiking. But if you don't know the boy's missing, definitely murder. Probably should have looked into that. August 30th, 2001, they found a foot, but they said the sex was unknown, but it was in a white, men's shoe. Size 9, floating next to a marina, and it was attached to the lower leg bones. So, like, the knee down, basically.
I'm going to say it's a man.
But some women wear, but, like, Converse are unisex. So, like.
Every shoe's unisex if you put it on your foot.
Well, I know, but I'm saying, like, those are, like, specifically, they don't look any different if they're a man or a woman. You know what I mean? So, like, I mean, clearly I have worn men's shoes before just because they're sometimes have better shoes, but like some shoes just look the same. So maybe that's what it was. Like in a Chuck, how do you know?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Well, figure it out. November 4th, a man's right foot was found inside a size 12 hiking boot in a pool of fresh water in a lake. And the foot was identified as Stephen Zarojuko, a local fisherman who went missing in 1987. And police believe the foot separated naturally from the body and do not suspect foul play. That's a long, a long time for a foot to be in a shoe.
That one's a long time.
1987 to 2011. How many years is that? Do the math.
No. 24.
I like that you say no and then give me an answer.
It's 24.
That's a long time for a foot to be in a shoe. December 10th, 2011, another human leg and foot in a black plastic bag under the Ship Canal Bridge. That's definitely a crime.
I bet I'm willing to bet
most of 80% of them are crimes. January 6, 2012, what appears to be human bones inside a boot were found at a dog park. Well,
yeah.
Don't go to a dog park.
Crime.
Crime. Crime. May 6, 2014, a human foot was in a white New Balance shoe along a shoreline of Centennial Park in Washington. This shoe was first available for sale in April 2008, so you're welcome.
New Balance kind of running away with this.
Yeah, New Balance.
Don't wear them.
Don't. You'll get lose murdered. A foot. Yeah, your foot will pop off. Your ankle will snap off your body.
High tops.
It says, this is my favorite part about this one. From the initial news photo, it appears to be a left foot. How do you not know? From what we can tell, I think it's a left foot. I don't know. I could be wrong. February 7, 2006, they found a foot in a sock. Hikers on a beach. So, a sock and a running shoe, excuse me. February 12, 2016, a foot washed up in Vancouver Island. It matches one that they found 5 days earlier. So it was the hikers, clearly. So that one, they got both feet. December 8th, remains of a leg with a shoe attached, washed up on the Jordan River in Vancouver. That was in 2017. May 6, 2018, a man walking along the shore found a hiking boot with a human foot inside wedged in a log jam. So that was definitely a crime.
Probably.
I'm calling it. September 2018, no date. Here's another Nike. So those are, this has been on the list a lot too. Size 9.5 shoe is believed to have been worn by a male and they had a blue sock on and they think he was under the age of 50. Like, how do you know?
Yeah.
By a foot. January 1st, 2019 was the most recent one, and they found a foot in a boot, and they DNA tested it to be a man named Antonio Neal, who had been missing since December 2016. Okay, here we go. This is it. I freaking knew it. So this is where you find it. Decomposition may separate the foot from the body because the ankle is relatively weak. While buoyancy caused by air either inside the shoe or the ankle would allow it to float away. Extremities such as hands, feet, and head often detach as the body, but they rarely float away. But finding feet is not unusual. Finding 2 feet is 1,000,001 odds, but 1 foot is not unusual. I feel like if I found a foot, it would be, I would be like, this is unusual.
Well, they some of them they did find both feet.
So
you're gonna say 1,000,001 happened fucking four like out of those 20? 3 or 4 times,
yeah.
I'm gonna say 4 out of 20 chance you're gonna find both feet.
Like it's crazy. It's crazy. There was an episode of Bones called Feet on the Beach where 8 pairs of dismembered feet were discovered, and they did. It's like based on this at the U.S.-Canada border. I just like a foot, a fucking foot. Like the one that lasted 24 years is blowing my mind. That's a long time.
I just didn't think a foot could just, or an ankle would just pop off. I mean, you have weak ass ankles. That's for sure. You fall down all the time. Your feet wouldn't last 8 hours.
I'd be killed. I wouldn't even hit the ground, and my ankle would just pop off my body. They'd be like, "She's dead. There goes her foot."
Yeah. She could. You could jump off the cliff, and your foot would land on the dry ground.
Whatever. It's just so weird. Like, I never would have thought that, like, there was a place. And here's, like, a map.
I'm good.
Like, look. They're all, like, close to each other, relatively. Like, there's a lot of feet findings between British Columbia and fucking Washington. Who would have thought that would be a common thing? I love that the picture is also a foot.
Yeah.
But like right here, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 near each other.
It's be a popular suicide spot.
Or murder spot. We don't know.
That's probably more likely.
Well, the one in the log was definitely a crime. A foot crime. Or what if there's someone out there just cutting people's feet off? What if that was like their thing?
I don't know.
What's your crime? Or what are you in for? I like to cut people's feet off. I don't kill them, but I take their feet and put them in British Columbia. Well, the bodies are never
found, so they're obviously dead, too.
Well, he takes their feet, and then he's like, Godspeed, and whatever happens to him happens, and then he runs away into the night.
That's probably not real. I don't believe that one.
That'd be funny, though.
Would it be funny?
Like a for like a movie, not real life.
I wouldn't even watch that movie.
Oh. Well, whatever.
But not watch any movie.
That is true. That is true. Do you have a job to do?
Nope. I quit.
No, you don't. Also, I have some things in my head that I haven't told Eric about yet that I'm going to try to get him to do for like our subscription-based stuff that's really funny. So, we'll see. But do your job. Probably
not going to happen.
Yes, it will. Do your job.
It's time for some shout outs to Trevor and Derek and Josh and Brianna and Rochelle.
Man,
big time shout outs. I've
never felt more heartfelt shout outs in.
Well, I try to remember the names. I concentrate the most on that.
You did it.
I know.
That's the second time.
1,000 more times, and I'll remember them easily.
We've only done this episode 100 plus times, but one day.
Big time shout out to either way.
He'll remember. So yeah, there was this story of missing feet. You're welcome.
Weird.
Who would have thought that there was just a bunch of missing feet in Vancouver? Oh, catching Benny in here laying with her parents. So, if you like us, keep listening. Tell your friends. And I'm going to go dry my hair so Eric can take me to lunch and buy me some shoes. Sounds like a good day.
Can't wait.
And say it.
Don't assault me.
Just say it.
She just assaulted me.
No, I didn't. I grabbed his shoulder. Say it just one time.
No.
One time.
I'm leaving.
Oh my God. We'll scare you later.